Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, Bicycle.net, and Fredcast Tours. This daily summary of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California will be presented soon after the conclusion of each day's racing so that you can stay up to date on this important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this Daily Tour summary. This year, we'll be riding from Salzburg, Austria to Venice, Italy, climbing the Dolomites and traversing some of the famous Giro d'Italia routes. The trip takes place June 25th through July 4th, 2008. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's Daily Tour Podcast, presented by the Fredcast, powered by the resources of Bicycle.net, and brought to you by Fredcast Tours. Welcome back to our daily coverage of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. This is David Bernstein, the host of this show, as well as the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I'm glad to have you back with me as we travel from Palo Alto all the way down to Pasadena. Well, today is Sunday, February the 17th, the first day of the Amgen Tour of California, but it's not stage number one. The Amgen Tour begins with a prologue individual time trial through the streets of Palo Alto. It's a 3.3-kilometer course. It's flat, it's fast, and Levi Leipheimer, the returning champion and last year's winner of the prologue time trial, came here ready to race and hoping to repeat as the winner of the prologue. Now remember, last year, Levi not only won the prologue, but he wore the Golden Leaders jersey all the way from Northern California to the finish line in Long Beach, and he is hoping that he'll be able to do the same thing again this year. But let's not forget, this is a world-class event, and so Levi's going to have just a little bit of competition in 2008, just like he did in 2007. What kind of competition? Well, let's talk about world champions Paolo Bettini, Bradley Wiggins, Oscar Ferreira Gomez, Dimitro Grabowski. How about national time trial champions Vladimir Gusev from Russia, Fabian Cancellara from Switzerland, David Miller from Great Britain, and of course, Dave Zabriskie from right here in the United States. And speaking of Cancellara, let's not forget his time trial victory in this year's Tour de France, and the fact that he wore the yellow jersey for a number of days following that victory. It was going to be a very competitive race on the streets of Palo Alto today. Well, when the morning began, it was a bit chilly in Palo Alto, but the race didn't begin until 1 p.m. local time, and by that time, the streets had warmed up, the weather was beautiful, and it was one of those Chamber of Commerce Northern California days. And as many have pointed out, how fitting it was to see world-class cyclists roaring down the streets of Northern California that are flanked by California's famous palm trees. If you've never witnessed an individual time trial before, then what you should know is that typically the favorites in a race such as this begin at the end of the day, meaning that there were 132 cyclists scheduled to start today, and those favorites, some of those names that I mentioned, Bettini, Miller, Cancellara, Leipheimer, began toward the end of the roster. Of course, Leipheimer, as last year's winner, was the last to begin today's race. However, it was American Tyler Farah from Team Slipstream Chipotle who started 77th today, right in the middle of the pack, but set the pace early, bringing in a time of 3 minutes 56 seconds, and that time would stand until Bradley Wiggins came up at 1 second better then Farrar at 3 minutes 55 seconds. Fabian Cancellara then bested him at 3 minutes 51 seconds. We were then left to see whether or not American Levi Leipheimer would be able to best Cancellara's time. But in the end, it was the world champion, Fabian Cancellara, who took first place today and is the first non-American to wear the leader's jersey in the Amgen Tour of California's history, with Leipheimer turning in a time of 3 minutes 57 seconds, giving him a fourth place finish. After the race, the press had a chance to talk to Tyler Farah from Slipstream Chipotle about his performance today, and I kept hearkening back to last year's Prologue podium when the team Slipstream Chipotle showed up on the podium with those humongous Chipotle burritos underneath their arms. Nevertheless, here's what Tyler had to say about his performance today.
Certainly, you know, pleasantly surprised, of course. I knew the form was good and that it was a good course for me, so... You know, I knew it was possible for me to do a good ride. Pleasantly surprised it was as good as it was. Certainly in good company, and it's an honor to be on the podium with Brad and Fabian. They're the best in the world. Yeah, it's a fantastic way to start the week. You know, I think we had most of our team in the top 10 or 15, so hopefully it's a sign of things to come.
It was then time for the race winner, Fabian Cancellara, to take the stage and talk to the press. And the first thing he mentioned was his Rainbow World Champions jersey and the fact that he wanted to win here in Palo Alto.
It was clear also to me that today I want to win, I have to win with my beautiful rainbow jersey to win here in Palo Alto in Stanford University. It's really good.
And of course, with everything that's gone on in professional cycling over the last few years with the doping problems that have really pervaded the sport, Cancellara, of course, was asked about the doping controls at the Tour of California and the procedures that are put in place by the UCI, by the Amgen Tour, and by teams like High Road and Slipstream Chipotle. And so Cancellara not only talked about his hopes for the sport, but also about the experience he's had with doping controls in his career and also here in California.
I hope with this start and with my win that we go in the good way, and not to have always these problems in our shoulder, because cycling, when you look outside on this road or already only today, how many people there are here, how beautiful is cycling. That is a passion, and I want to give this on the road and do my best, and they can come how much time they want to me control, but on the right way, because like yesterday, 10 minutes massage, knocking on the door, one he want to do control. That's mean my massage is gone, but on the end I have to accept, because it's the right they have to, or they can't find me, whatever they want, and that's the rules. And for me, I don't care. I do my job, I do my best, I train hard, I give everything on myself with the team. We fight for everything, and on the end we want to win and to be the best.
And finally, speaking of winning and being the best, he was asked whether or not he and his team would prevail by the time they got to Pasadena at the end of the Tour of California. And here's what today's race leader had to say.
Today's today. Tomorrow we will see, because from tomorrow on it's the real Tour of California start, because it's harder than last year. It's the peloton, or there are better riders here. And especially when I look our team, it's fitter than last year. And we have a lot of cards to play. I think today everybody did a good job, and that was the main goal. I mean, that we're going to start good, because we want to win here. We are here for winning here. We did good training camp, and I think our riders, they are here. On myself, I don't know, because we have to see what's going on the whole week, because for me it's important that we're going to win, our team going to win. And when it's me or Bobby Julie, Gustav Larsson, Jens Voigt, Sudo Grady, or somebody else from our team, then I'm happy. And that's my thing, what I want to give to the team, that is the main goal.
And so that's the end of day one of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. It ends with the prologue and the victor, Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC. Sitting in second place once again is Bradley Wiggins from Team High Road. In third, Tyler Farah from Team Slipstream Chipotle. In fourth, Levi Leipheimer from Team Astana. And in fifth place, it's Edvald Hagen from Team High Road. Well, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's Stage 1. Tomorrow's Stage 1 goes from Sausalito to Santa Rosa. And I have to tell you, as I drove as part of the caravan in last year's Amgen Tour of California, this was probably one of the most scenic routes of the entire course. It's 155.7 kilometers, that's 96.8 miles, and there are three intermediate sprints and one Category 3 climb. As Consolara said, today is today, but tomorrow, the real Amgen Tour of California begins. Well, as you can imagine, since it was such a beautiful day in Northern California on a Sunday afternoon, the crowds lining the 3.3 kilometer prologue course of this year's Amgen Tour of California were really quite impressive. And one of the members of that crowd was our friend Richard from Cyclicious. That's at cyclelicio.us. Richard caught up with us at the end of today, and I had a short interview with him and a guest on the telephone. Well, the prologue of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California is now in the history books. Fabian Consolara had a blistering time out there on the prologue time trial course. And right there on the scene is our friend Richard from Cyclicious. Richard, how you doing today?
Hey, David. It is a wonderful, beautiful, sunny day here in Palo Alto. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. The crowds are fantastic. There's a lot of buzz around here. Everyone is so excited that this race is right here in Palo Alto. I mean, Palo Alto is a cycling-friendly community. There are a lot of people that ride their bikes around here. A lot of people that are interested in the, you know, in the pro cycling. You see Webcor jerseys all over the place all the time. You see a lot of people just in team kit all over the place. So it's a real popular area for cycling. People at the enthusiast level with a lot of money to spend on their great bike gear. The race just finished up, and I'm here in Palo Alto Bicycles right here on University Avenue. It's right on the race course. People are just filled in like crazy looking at all the great bikes that are here. Palo Alto Bicycles is a Trek dealer, and I've got Jeff Seltzer right here. He's the general manager of the shop, and I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to him. Okay, David?
Great. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate it.
David.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
So tell me what it means to have an event like the Amgen Tour of California literally right on your block.
Well, the way I've been describing it to people today is it's kind of the equivalent of having a sporting goods shop on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl. You know, I've got one of the largest races in the world that literally went right in front of my shop. And the beauty for us is that it wasn't just a, you know, 5 minutes, the whole pack kind of rolled, they were gone, and then it was over. It ended up lasting for about 4.5 hours, you know, from kind of start to finish. So it was just a wonderful event for us to be connected with. And for our shop, it's been a boon. Right now, I've probably got 150 people standing inside the shop. So
then I don't want to keep you too long, but let me just ask you a couple more questions. Are you finding that the people who are watching the race today, the folks who are coming into your shop, are these your typical cycling enthusiasts, or some of these people who have never even heard of some of these riders before?
I would say it's probably about a 65, maybe a 70-30 split, you know, a 65-35 or a 70-30. Where 70% they know cycling, they know who the riders are, they've got their favorite riders, that type of thing. And then there's that 30-35% have no clue, but they're going, "Oh my God, this is cool." The flashy colors, the guys are flying. You can really tell that even the people that aren't into cycling specific were totally caught up in the moment. So again, I'd say the majority is that they are cycling enthusiasts, but there definitely is a large number of people out here that have no, no real connection with cycling other than it was like a cool thing to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Sure. Now, of those people who are hardcore cycling fans, are they, you know, hometown boy fans? Are they all rooting for Levi, or is it pretty much all across the board?
You know, it's all across the board. We had Fabian Conchalara go through just a few minutes before Levi and George, and the yells for him and the noise level for him was just as large as it was for Levi and George. And maybe 10, 15 minutes later, Tom Boonen had come through, and there was just this huge uproar. So they do recognize the U.S. riders, and certainly a lot of them have their favorites in the European peloton. And when those guys came through, they knew, and you could hear it was tangibly different when those riders, the noise level was tangibly louder when those riders came through than, you know, somebody that they didn't recognize.
Wow. Well, Jeff, I can hear a huge crowd in your store, so I'm going to let you get back to them and sell some product. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and good luck making that cash register ring today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Great.
Bye-bye.
So it sounds like it wasn't just a successful day for Fabian Consolara today, but it was also pretty successful for Palo Alto Cycles. Thanks to Jeff Seltzer for doing that interview, and thanks to Richard from Cyclicious for putting it together. Well, at the end of today's exciting racing, the Bicycle.net team had the opportunity to talk to the voice of cycling himself. You know who I'm talking about. It's none other than Phil Liggett, and he had an opportunity to give us his impressions on today's prologue to the Amgen Tour of California.
I think it was very exciting. Big crowds. I don't know whether they approached the record size, but they were three deep for the whole 2.1 miles. That's an awful lot of people. And we saw the best time trial riders in the world in action, and boy, the finishing flourish there by Fabian Cancellara was second to none. I should imagine that Bradley Wiggins is quite disappointed tonight, but it was a terrific ride to do 3 minutes 51 for 2.1 miles. I doubt very much you could drive that speed in your car in this part of the world.
Were you surprised with Levi Leipheimer's finishing time?
Surprised is probably the right word for the better, not for the worse, because I know he's won the last two editions of the prologue. This wasn't his course up against somebody like Cancellara. There was a big hill in it last year in San Francisco, much more suited to Leipheimer. To finish fourth on a course like this against the speed merchants was a great ride, and he's best placed now to repeat his victory of last year.
Do you think that Cancellara can hold the gold jersey going into the next few stages?
Well, don't forget, we saw him do this on the Tour de France when he won the prologue in July in London. And not only did he hold his lead for nearly a week, he also won a stage wearing the yellow jersey in Compiègne, which is outside of Paris. So who knows, he might try and do that again. He's a very capable rider, but I don't think he can win the Tour against this opposition.
Well, words of wisdom from the voice of cycling himself, Phil Liggett. Well, that's going to do it for today's coverage of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. We will be back tomorrow with coverage of Stage 1 from Sausalito to Santa Rosa. Our coverage is typically posted online just a few short hours after the end of each stage, giving our team of reporters the opportunity to bring you some of these great sound bites that you've heard so far today. We'll talk to you tomorrow when we reach Santa Rosa, California. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for more information on this year's Amgen Tour of California. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks for listening.